The stock market has been on a wild ride lately. Wednesday's rally of the Dow Jones Industrial Average saw the market surge more than 1,000 points after a four-day sell-off. Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google are the nation's top-performing tech companies, but they've led the sharp U.S. market sell-off recently. Washington Post technology reporter Hamza Shaban joins us for a few minutes to talk about that. Hamza, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So the word that comes to mind for me is bubble, because a number of years ago there was a concern about a tech bubble. Are we seeing anything similar to that right now?
Well, some analysts believe that this market reaction we're seeing is a kind of deinflation of that bubble, and that tech companies are kind of coming back down to size in valuations that are more realistic. But the challenge in explaining it that way is that there are so many other factors at play that it's unclear if it's merely this kind of bubble theory or if there's more a pessimism about tech and if this kind of marks a new chapter in the way investors and the public view these formerly very popular tech companies.
How much of this is related to external pressure, let's say political pressure, such as Facebook has seen, and how much of it is, in fact, possibly just a correction that they were overvalued?
So the analysts I talk to say it's really difficult to disentangle whether it's that external or those other factors. But we know that the stock market in general is being pummeled by this political uncertainty in Washington. So it's unclear if the tech companies are being affected, especially in that way, or if it's this other kind of bad press that the tech companies have been hit with in recent months.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit about what the implications of this might be if this is not just a blip and these continue to go down or stay down? The tech companies like these, especially these really big ones, have a pretty big role in the stock market, right?
That's right. So for investors and people who have their retirement funds in mutual funds, this could mean a lot to them because they could be losing money. And if the tech stocks don't bounce back, it can be alarming to people. And on top of that, in a kind of broader way, this sell-off may signal like, hey, maybe these tech companies aren't as innovative and aren't the engines of the economy that we once hoped they were.
Do the tech companies get it? I mean, in the sense of, do they feel like their leaders need to be out there more, either calming fears or talking about innovation? I mean, are there things they can do to sort of stem the tide, or are they doing it already and trying to?
I think they are trying to, and when I speak to analysts, what they tell me over and over again is, hey, let's look at their results. And I think early next year, when they disclose their results for the last quarter of 2018, they're going to be able to show these reactions in the stock market don't actually reflect how successful our businesses are. So whether or not they can prove that they're performing well, I think that will kind of dictate the reaction to the tech companies.
So what do you predict going forward? In the I know you don't have a crystal ball, but do you think that this is a blip?
I would hate to make a prediction, but I'd say what's most interesting to me is in January when Democrats take control of the House, I think we may see a kind of heightened scrutiny into their business practices, mm-hmm. which may kind of exacerbate their problems in the stock market. And I think that is kind of a more interesting development than just making a prediction.
Hamza Shaban, technology reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks for your time. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thanks for having me.